Why did Endurance Gold accelerate its Reliance project payments?
Well, several weeks ago, I did a Kaiser Watch episode where I walked through all the pending holds for the Reliance project, which is this episonal orogenic system that they've traced for over 1,500 meters in southeastern British Columbia, about 10 kilometers from the historic Brailorn mine, where 4 million high-grade ounces have been mined in the past, something that companies actually aren't allowed to say in their press releases unless there are some 43-101 report supports it, which is part of this craziness going on in the regulators, who hate the resource juniors with an absolute passion and are determined to make sure nobody sees the potential upside of anything. Anyways, this week they put out two releases. The first one was assays for hole 106, and what was interesting about it is that it had two intervals. The first one had good grades. It was the down-dip extension of the Imperial Zone, and it was the deepest down-dip extension yet of the mineralization within the Royal Treasure Corridor. But several couple hundred meters deeper, they had another high-grade interval, which they weren't really expecting, but they had seen mild alteration beyond the alteration that the anchorite alteration that's just at the underneath the hanging wall of the argillite shear that's been thrust over this zone, and they ended up in a somewhat differently altered rock, what they now call the lower Imperial Zone. And they'd started seeing hints of this a little bit farther up the hill, where the new Diplomat Zone, where they've had good success this year so far with some very, very splashy numbers. And when you looked at their section, you could see that all the holes drilled through the Imperial Zone had been stopped once they got beyond the initial alteration part. And now there is the possibility that there's a blind parallel zone in slightly different altered rock, which if they push these holes deeper or drill other ones, they could end up having double the tonnage footprint for these mineralized zones. So that was a very positive development. It was also the deepest that high-grade mineralization has been intersected at Reliance. Did the market care? No. Once again, it was a big, big shrug. Nothing happened. Like, it maybe traded 30,000 shares between 13 and 14 cents, where it still sits today. Well, a couple of days later, they put out another press release where they have accelerated all their property payments on not just the Reliance project, which was optioned in late 2019, but also on all these various properties to the north adjoining the Reliance property, which they call the Olympic Group, and it will result in them paying a couple hundred thousand dollars and issuing 3.1 million shares, which will be subject to hold restrictions. And of course, in this industry, everything is like you do it at the last minute, you never accelerate anything. And I ask Robert Boyd, why would you issue all this paper this early and instead of just waiting for when you're actually required to do it? And he said, we get interest from various parties in our project, but a sticking point for them is that we do not yet have full title. So he said, we've got the cash. Stock's not going anywhere anyways right now because the big guys want to see us own full title to this, and investors themselves, maybe they'll be impressed by it, though I doubt that very much. So they said, they bit the bullet, said, let's accelerate it. The vendors will all be happy because they don't have to wait, several more years to get all their payments and paper. So now they own 100% of the whole property, and currently they have a graphic which still shows all the bits and pieces option from various parties. Future maps will show this as one large land package. And based on the work they did this summer, more field sampling, soil sampling work in that sort of northern part, they have developed other trend uh, trends within that area that may get drill holes next year. So why not make this all one secure property owned 100% with no little glitches, somebody forgot to do something or somebody files a lawsuit claiming this wasn't done properly or whatever. Now they own it all. And so any major becomes interested in this play, they don't have to worry about this aspect. And as I was like going over this, the map, and I noticed the little showing called Stibnite, and I asked Robert about the Stibnite, and a lot of juniors are now pumping antimony because the antimony price is at an all-time high because China has created export controls, partly as punishment for the United States restriction of high-end export of high-end chips to China, but also because their own supply is dwindling. That the big mine that they had is no longer as robust as it used to be. So they're kind of thinking of hoarding their domestic supply, and if they can punish the United States in the process and warn it, give an example of what might happen if the United States really gets them mad at this America First nation, other things that they can restrict, such as rare earths and tungsten type of thing. But antimony is one of these sort of pathfinders. It's not 100% correlated. Robert says that it's about a 0.3 correlation, a 30% correlation with gold grades. But they do, when they do see antimony, they do look for the gold. The antimony seems to be a later stage emplacement in this area. But he said that, back in the old days, 100 years ago, the prospectors did look for high-grade antimony veins. And what they found was discontinuous. And what kind of hung together was lower grade, like more like 0.3 to 0.5% rather than 1% plus. But people should know that this isn't just a gold play. This is also a potential antimony play. They're not looking for antimony targets, but as they become more aggressive exploring the entire property, who knows what antimony zones they might come across. And I'd like to mention Perpetua Gold Corp is finally on the threshold of becoming a mine with its Stibnite project in Idaho, where gold is the dominant metal but antimony is a byproduct. That there are high grade antimony lenses in the vicinity. They're not within the mining plan, but there they could actually drive and add it to these high-grade lenses if it became an emergency situation in the United States to come up with antimony. So, I mean, I kind of scoff at juniors which are touting the antimony that's present in their gold play. But in this case, the antimony could show up. It's not what we're counting on. We're counting on Reliance to become a major high-grade gold system. But you can stick that antimony feather in your cap. Go ahead and do it.
John, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with John Kaiser. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on Kaiser Watch are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as a recommendation to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at kaiserresearch.com.